All right, our reading will be taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, starting at verse number 1. Please follow along as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version. And it reads, "But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, 'Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember, he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again.' Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up, ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened." Amen. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor, grab your neighbor by the hand. Look your neighbor square in the eye. It's all right, they ain't gonna hurt you. Look your neighbor square in the eye and say, "Neighbor, get out the way." Neighbor, get out the way. Amen. You may be seated. We have entitled our message this morning, "Get Out the Way." I know some of y'all think y'all know where we're going with this. Some of you might, some of you don't. But Brother JB, we're about to have some fun up in here. You know, Brother Reggie, think about when you're going to the movies to see a movie you've been waiting to see. And while you're watching the movie, all of a sudden it's reaching that climactic point when something is about to happen. But then all of a sudden, somebody stands up right in front of you. And now you got to try to look past them. They got in your way. And you know, Brother Kearney, this wouldn't happen to you, but it does happen. It would happen to me. You overslept. And when you wake up, you realize you ain't got a lot of time to get to work. So you find yourself zipping through the roads, and you look at your watch and you say, "Yeah, I'm going to be on time." You get 3 blocks away. And then all of a sudden there's a cop car there with his lights going, and he's telling you, "You got to turn because you can't go straight." So the cop just got in your car. These are all situations you could not control. Brother Reggie, you couldn't control that dude standing up at that climactic scene. Brother Kearney, you couldn't control the cop putting the roadblock up because there was an accident down the road. It frustrates us. But still, these are things that are outside our control. They just tend to just get in. Lord, please put it on vibrate. Now, as we see that, then I look at these women here in the Bible. These women of faith. I'm going to have to pay Kathy some copyright dollars on that one. We see these women of faith who got up early on Sunday morning with the intent of going to the tomb to find a dead Jesus and to put spices and give him flowers on his body to do the embalming process. Their mindset was recognizing that when they looked, they saw he was beaten out of their control. Crucified out of their control. Died out of their control. Everybody was getting in their way of getting to Jesus because they did not want him to continue to move forward with his ministry. So they lied on him, beat him, crucified him. And when I look at these sisters who were going to the tomb, they saw all this stuff they just could not control. But they said, what we can control is for us to go and embalm his body and give him a proper burial, because we couldn't do it Friday, because Friday evening was approaching, and that was Passover. So they were just so busy getting him up off the cross and wrapping him in the dead cloths and getting him in the tomb and sealing it, so that it was out of there. But what they felt they could do, we're going to do right by him on Sunday morning. But the one thing that was still out of their control was who was going to roll the stone away. So when they got to the tomb, y'all, it tells us the stone was rolled away. So since the stone was rolled away, they were excited because it was something that was out of there, but it appeared to be something good to allow them to get to a dead Jesus and to go ahead and embalm his body. So when they walk into the tomb, they might have had a slight smile on their face, Sister Sarah, to go see a dead man. But when they got to the tomb, look in the tomb, Jesus was not there. So here again, this is something that is out of there because he was not there. And what they did from right then and there, you got to catch this. Everything that happened before this was out of their control. But not seeing him in the tomb was an opportunity for them to remember what the Lord had told them. So the only thing that they could control at that time was to embrace what the Lord had told them and begin to thank and praise him. But what they did, y'all, was they took the things they couldn't control, and the one thing they could control, they put what they could control with what was out of control, and they felt that it was just a bad thing. These sisters, think about this for a second. They would have been satisfied to find Jesus dead in the tomb. They would have been okay with that. But since he wasn't there, they were perplexed, and all they could see was that it was another uncontrollable situation. Thank God that don't happen to us today. But I want you to see that it tells us that two brothers came in bright white clothes who would not allow them to continue to stay in their own way. You know, it's one thing when folk get in your way. It's another when we get in our. You see, when things are out of our control, they will get in our way sometimes. But the things that we can control, when we let them get in our way, then we basically stymie our own spiritual growth. So these two men come. They were definitely angels. And told them, wait a minute, let me help y'all understand. Because y'all sitting here looking a little perplexed. And they said, the first thing they said to them is, why do you look for the living among the... We have to understand that some of us have been looking for Jesus in the wrong places. We ain't been going where there's life and where there's excitement, where there's joy, where there's peace. We've been hanging out with stuff that don't move and don't respond and don't praise. You see, Sister Davis, there ought to be something about when folk come to church. This ain't a dead place. This is a place of excitement. This is a place of jubilation. I know it seems like sometimes all hell is breaking loose in your life. Well, you know what you got to do is you got to rise above it and say, I'm going to praise God no matter what goes on. I'm going to thank God because he's going to make a way out of no way. It's easy for us to go on and let ourselves get in our own way. It's time for us today to get out the way. Oh, somebody going to work with me this morning. Oh, can I preach this for a few more minutes? Because I'm starting to get a little wound up. You see, I want us to see something. That he told them, don't look for the living amongst the dead. That's what was told then. The same thing is told today. Why in the world, if you're going to try to get some help or try to get some encouragement, you're going to talk to somebody who don't know nothing about Jesus, who don't care about Jesus, got their own view and their own perspective, and then you're wondering why you don't have life in yourself? Well, you can't get resuscitated from dead to dead. Can I give it to you like this? In Virginia Power, or what y'all called it, VEPCO, well, now they call Dominion Power. If they come and cut the power off in your house, I don't care if you just came in your house with a big 80-inch screen television. If you plug it in the outlet, that TV ain't going to come on because there's no power. They cut the power off. So, that's the same thing. Like you talking, Anisha, to somebody who ain't got no power. They don't know Jesus. You know, they are intellectuals, and they can have a real good conversation with you because they're well versed with words and they understand a lot of various things and it all sounds real good, but the reality is there's no substance behind it because there's no power behind it. You know, I know you might read a good novel and it sounds good and it reads good, but after you read the novel more times than not, you don't read it again because you don't already know what the story is. But I want you to understand, when you talk about the word of God, you can read it over and over and over again, and every time you read it, there's more life in the word that God has given you. Why? Because there's power. So if you want to live, you got to stop hanging around a whole bunch of dead stuff. Because the dead stuff don't have any power. Now let's go on a little further because we got to see this. He told them, you're hanging around dead stuff. Don't look for a living around dead stuff. And then he goes on. They go on to tell him. They said, you know what? He ain't here. You know why he ain't here? Because he's risen. And as they said these words to them, I can see these sisters looking at one another like, what? What? And they said, wait a minute. Let me help you now. Remember what he told you back when he was in Galilee? Remember how he told you that he would be taken and how the sinners would take him and crucify him, but on the third day, he will rise again? I want you to know that's why he ain't here. So in essence, what those brothers and those angels were telling them, it's time for you to get out the way, because I want you to realize that the Lord gave you the word, and if you abide by the word, that's the one thing you can control. And in order for the word to grab a hold of you, you got to get out the way. You see, because I want you to understand, if you ain't careful, you'll make the mistake of taking the word of God and mushing it together with a whole bunch of other stuff. But I'm here to tell you that the word of God is not to be mushed with anything else. It stands by itself. It has power. It convicts. It changes. It heals. It delivers. Because the word came and became flesh and dwelt among us, because he made a way out of no way for us. Do I got a witness in God's house? You see, so the sole purpose of these two angels coming was to help these sisters to get out the way and allow the word of God to get in the way. And whenever the word of God gets in the way, I want you to understand, it will not be disruptive and hold you back. The word of God will release you. The word of God will empower you. The word of God will inspire you. The word of God will turn you around. The word of God will heal you. The word of God will deliver you. The word of God will take you to places you thought you never could go. Yeah. Through you stepping out on faith, you will recognize and realize how good our God is. And when you understand how good our God is, and when you realize that that's the one thing you can control you stepping out on faith. And once you step out on faith, then the Lord will step in right on time. Isn't that what happened right here with these sisters? They didn't understand, but didn't God step in right on time? Why? Because they had to get out. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, do you want to go with us? It's about to get tight. After these sisters received the word of God and they remembered what the Lord had placed in their hearts, and they began to rejoice and thank and praise God, you know what they did? They said, it's just too good for us to keep it. You see that I am blessed to be a. You see, when I know how much God has blessed me, I just can't keep it to myself. I got to share it with somebody else. You see, that's why that is our theme for this entire year. I'm blessed to be a blessing. So in order for me to be a blessing, I got to learn how to get out. And this is what happened. Them sisters got excited. They ran back and found the 11. And when they found the 11, the 11 was still there, scared and afraid. You know, it's easy for us to look at them now, but what if you were there with them then? What would you have done any different? They were scared, they were afraid, because they saw them come and take Jesus from the Mount of Olives. They saw from a distance how they beat him. They saw from a distance how they stripped him of his clothes. They saw from a distance how he was nailed to the cross. They saw from a distance how folk were mocking him and saying that you saved others. Why don't you save yourself? All these things were out of their control. It was getting in their way. It was stopping them from realizing that the Lord had to go through it, and he was going through it not just for them, but for the entire world. But when they were looking at it and they were seeing it, it would become so devastating. It was getting in their way. It was stopping them from realizing and remembering all that the Lord had told them, because when they saw all hell break loose right there in their presence, they now, the word of God was not at the forefront of their lives. All the things that were out of their control were winning and was causing them to think that they are now in despair, to cause their self-esteem to drop, to cause them not to be able to see anything good. Thank God we don't ever fall into that trap. Thank God when things happen in our lives that are out of our control, that we don't fall into the trap of falling into despair, falling into an area where we feel that we can't be no more than what we are. Yeah, I know you might have done some bad stuff in your life. Maybe you might even been incarcerated for a minute. Maybe you went through a marriage and you messed up and now you ain't married no more. Maybe you lost your job because of your temper. Maybe because of this or because of that. Maybe because of whatever your situations and circumstances have changed. Some things just seem to be out of your control. But now, these brothers who saw Jesus go through all that are now in hiding. And here you have these women coming up in here, all excited and telling us that he is risen, and that these two guys dressed in white, they came and told us all this stuff. And when we got to the tomb, Jesus' body wasn't there. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, he's risen. Don't you remember what he told us? Remember what he said to us? But guess how they treated the word of God? Look at what it says in scripture, because I don't want you to think I'm lying to you. It says right here in verse number 11. At the end of verse 10, it says they told this to the apostles. And then in verse 11, it says, but these words seemed to them. And what? You know, when you go back and you look at the Greek of what that idol tell means, in essence, it was saying that these women were talking like they were insane. They were talking out of their heads. They were not talking words that made sense. They were saying things that appeared to be unable to be said because they didn't seem like they made any kind of sense. You see, because so many things were happening around these brothers that were so much out of their control, the one thing that they could control was for them to embrace the word of God. But in order for them to embrace the word of God, they had to get out their own way. But they could not get out of their own way because they were meshing the uncontrolled with the controlled and causing them to become frustrated, and they couldn't see nothing good, no matter that good was staring them right there in the face. And they could not see the joy of the Lord all around them. I thank God we don't act that way today. Thank God that we understand better. We understand that every now and then something might go wrong, but still my God is a good God. I know every now and then I might stomp my toe, but I can still say hallelujah anyhow. I know every now and then I might get tripped up and I might even fall flat on my face, but I can still say hallelujah anyhow. And when somebody wants to come and share some good news with you, you know, do you ever look at them and praise God? Or do you suck your teeth and say, you don't know what you are talking about? When we get in our own way, no matter what good we hear, it doesn't, God bless you, it doesn't sound good. Because we haven't gotten out of our own way. Can I just paint that picture for you? These sisters had tears in their eyes, so excited, praising God, thanking God, and was telling these brothers, y'all listen to us. I want you to know how good God is. He's not dead. He's now risen. He is alive. He's no longer dead. He did what he said he would do in his word. On the third day, he would get up, and that he did get up, y'all. He is risen. But all these brothers, all they could do, Brother James, was look at them sisters. You don't know what you are talking about. These were the 11 of the 12 that Jesus handpicked. Yeah. Did you hear what I said? These brothers didn't come on a whim. Mm-hmm. Jesus handpicked all of them. Can I take you deeper in the story? You see, they were already mad because of what Judas had done. Judas was so devastated by what he had done. He had gotten in his way so badly that he couldn't get out of his way, that he went and hung himself. And now these 11 who are left said, now, how could Judas do what he did to Jesus? He bought Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver. And he did that, and now Jesus ain't here no more. What are we going to do? It's over. We can't make it. When the things that happen around us that are out of our control, when they start to get in our way, then they begin to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. I told you that you want to take this journey. Because of the fact that if you see enough negativity, enough, it becomes real hard to find the positive. If all folk do is give you doom and gloom, it's hard to see the sunshine again in your life. We all know somebody that no matter how good you feel, whenever you go talk to them, you got to get away from them real quick, Diggy Wiley. Because if you talk there with them long enough, you'll find your smile turn into, because of the fact that, you know, every time, you know, and sadly, I just pray ain't no folk like that in the church. Because there's some folk in the church who might be in the church say, I don't know why they're up there getting all excited. I don't know why these folk coming up in here. They ain't going to be here next week. I don't know why they happy that they're here today. It just don't make no kind of sense. They should have just stayed on home. They don't know Jesus, because if they knew Jesus, they'd be here next week. But yeah, you'll be here next week with that same frown on your face, not able to praise God. Well, maybe you should have stayed home. I asked y'all if y'all wanted to take this journey.
Go on with the path. We riding with you. Hold it tight. Hold it tight.
Keep on rolling. You know, I am so thankful. I'm so thankful, Sister Davis, that we got some folk up in here who just don't care about what you think about them. Because I realize that when the Lord calls me home, I can't go before the Lord and say, Lord, I would have praised you, but so-and-so over there was just looking at me funny. Lord, I would have done more, but somebody plucked my nerves, and I said, I'm going to show them. I would have really answered my call, but Lord, them folk weren't ready for my call. Do you realize, Dr. Aldridge, how much we get in our own way? Because when we get in our own way, don't you know we are blocking our own blessings? You know, we always talk about how the enemy blocks our blessings. The enemy can't block our blessings unless we let him block our blessings. When you know how good God is to you, don't matter what somebody else will say. Lord, I'm here. Yes, I might have messed up last night. Might even smoked a joint last night. Might have had a little coke last night. But I'm here in God's house today. And today is a new day. So I'm going to start it off new. And then some folk are talking about, yeah, I saw them out there smoking that joint last night. Well, if you knew it was a joint, y'all said we was going on this journey. I know you're trying to understand how this is a resurrection message. It is a resurrection message. Because we are in a live place and too many of us are dealing with too much dead stuff. And because of that, we have to realize we got to get out of our own way. I know some of us are saying, yeah, I know where he's going with that message this morning. He's going to tell some folks they got to get out of our way. No, you got to get out your own way. It ain't what somebody else is doing to you. It's what you're doing to yourself. Can I mess with you for a minute? You see, Brother Speaker was going to show the light church how he was going to get even with them. You see, he said, you know how I'm going to get even with them? I ain't going to go to their church. I'll show them. And then when I do go, I'm going to just sit there and I ain't going to do nothing. Question is, how many services did they stop having because you weren't there? Even when you were sitting up in there with your arms folded, did they stop praising God? You see, because you know what we realize? That I won't let you get in my way, nor will I get in my own way. And I realize that whenever I come into the house of the Lord, I recognize that the Lord blessed me to come and service y'all what? One more time. And the Lord, you gave me one more time. I'm going to praise you like it's my last time. I'm going to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because I'm going to get out my own way and I'm going to thank you. I'm going to praise you. I'm going to magnify your holy name, because God, you've been mighty good. All right, but let's go back to the story. Come on back. Let's go back to the story. As the sisters were there all excited and praising God and telling them all the good news, it seems that they said they saw it as idle words, like they were talking out of their heads. And I want you to know that when the Lord is using you to reach the masses, there are times where only one might answer. But I want you to know that one answering can truly change the world for many others. But Peter, of all of the 11 disciples, the one you would think who would not go would be Peter. Now, we saw in the Gospel of John how Peter told Jesus, no matter who leave you, Lord, I ain't going to leave you. Jesus said, bro, you think you all that? I want you to know, Peter, you about to get in your own way. Because when the cock crows, you will deny me three times before you hear that. Are you working with me? You see, so Peter was the one that got in his own way. And now when these sisters come, I know all of them were broken. But Peter was like Humpty Dumpty. He had fell off the wall. He was so broke up that the king's men couldn't put him back to. But something happened in Peter that when he heard what these sisters said, he said, in order for me to go, I got to get out the way. And Peter said, I got to get past my own doubts. I got to see the goodness of the Lord, because when I look at these sisters, they have a joy in them. They are radiating with the goodness of the Lord all around them. I want some of what they have, because right now I feel lower than a worm. And since I feel that low, I got to go and see for myself. So Peter got up. He ran to the tomb. And when he ran to the tomb, he went in the tomb. And what he found in the tomb was nothing but some dead cloths. I mean, cloth that was wrapped in Jesus' dead body. But Jesus was not there. And when he left amazed. And you know how he got amazed? Was because he had to get out. Because he realized that I got to do this, because the Lord is going to bless me. The Lord I serve is no longer dead, but he is alive. And since he is alive, I want the Lord to live in me. And since the Lord lives in me, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to magnify him. I'm going to thank him, because he brought me a mighty long way. He's taken me further than I ever thought I can go. Do I got a witness in God's house? Anybody going to get out the way and allow the Lord to have his way with you? I tell you, you ought to rise to your feet. Praise his holy name, because he is a mighty good God. He is risen and he lives in me. Do I got a witness in God's house? Have you go? Are you going to get out the? Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
The Lord. You might as well stay standing because we're going to open the doors of the church here in a few minutes. The Lord wants us all to know. You have disappointed the Lord. You have disappointed the Lord. I have disappointed the Lord. All of us have disappointed the Lord. But are you going to allow your disappointments to get in your way? Because if you do, you're going to stay stuck. You're going to stay stuck right where you are. There is not one perfect person in here. Amen. Only one who is perfect, his name is
Jesus.
So my challenge is to you. Get out the way. Embrace the word of the Lord. It's the one thing that you can control. There are so many other things you can't control. But what you can control is being able to believe in the Lord. Step out on faith and allow him to do the impossible with your life. You see, because if you believe, all things are possible if you believe. But when you believe, you will come to realize there's nothing too hard for our God. Because our God is able to meet all of our needs. He will supply them all according to his riches and glory. Whatever we stand in need of, don't you know the Lord has it for you? Don't you know the Lord wants to bless you? But in order for the Lord to bless you, you got to get out the Get out the way. I know you didn't do it all right. Get out the way. I know a whole bunch of negativity happened around you, but don't put in the same category what you can control with what you can't control. Don't put it together, because if you do, then what you can control will become uncontrollable. Get out the way. Jesus did not die and was resurrected for you to get in your own way. He did what he did to get us out the way.